In the time of Hazrat Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, there was a young man who was very much admired by people, for he was a youngster and he would not miss his salah. He would be there for Fajr, Dhuhr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha. He would be there most of the time in the masjid. He was a worshipping youngster. And it has been mentioned that as he would go for salah, there was a woman that used to invite him towards haram. But he would just lower his head and continue going to the masjid or wherever he would go. And one day, Shaitan tempted him, played with his mind, tickled his mind, that go for it. There's no one there to see and there's no one there to ask. So just go. So this youngster went forward. And the moment he goes to the door of this woman to commit and to bring in action the intention that he has in his heart, this young man then recalls this verse of the Holy Quran Pak. What is the verse? It has been mentioned that he recalled this verse in Surah Al-A'raf. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا إِذَا مَسَّهُمْ طَائِفٌ مِّنَ الشَّيْطَانِ تَذَكَّرُوا فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْصِرُونَ.
This young man who was about to carry out that desire of his and bring it into action, a namazi, a abid, a pious youngster, Allahu Akbar, just before he could do anything, he recalled and he pondered over this verse of the Holy Quran, that indeed those who fear and get alerted whenever a temptation of the devil troubles them, and they perceive immediately, Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah. So a glad tiding has been given in this ayah, because indeed those who fear and get alerted when a temptation of the devil troubles them. So, as I said, Shaitan is behind every one of us. Aur wo koshish karta rehta hai ki isko abhi phisulwa dun, abhi girwa dun. Let this person commit this guna, let this person commit this guna. You make a firm intention, today I'm leaving my home, I'm not going to commit any guna, I'm not going to backbite, I'm not going to steal, I'm not going to lie, I'm not going to talk to unlawful, I'm not going to have any unlawful relationship with anybody. We make these intentions, alhamdulillah, but Shaitan peeche pada hua hai, koshish karta hai, waswasa dalta hai, dil mein, khayal mein, nafs ko bhari kar deta hai, Allahu Akbar. And when this youngster recalled this verse of the Holy Quran, that Allah Azza wa Jal is telling us about those lucky and fortunate people who get alerted when the temptations of Shaitan troubles them. They realize that no, it is Shaitan that wants me to do this. This young man standing at the door of a woman that invited him for so many months and for years, he never ever fell for it. And one day he himself goes before her, even calling him. And when he recalls this verse, he falls unconscious at her door. Allahu Akbar. Right at the doorstep, he falls unconscious. On the other hand, the father is in search, the family is in search, and they finally got to know his whereabouts. They go there, they sprinkle some water on his face. He wakes up. They take him to the house, they make him rest. And then the father politely asks him, son, what had happened to you? Hua kya hai? How did you fall unconscious? And what were you doing at the door? This young man did not conceal this from his father. He said, oh my father, baat ye hai ki, for a few months now, there was a woman that was inviting me to commit guna and fornication. And it was this day that I fell for it. Abba, I was coming back from salah and something just, you know, pulled me towards that. And as I went there, I recalled this verse of the Holy Quran. When I recalled this verse of the Holy Quran, something just happened to me. And I fell unconscious. Allahu Akbar. As he is narrating the story to his father, again he started to cry. And he cried so much, it has been mentioned that it was the same night he passed away. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Without even committing any guna, he passed away. Allah. Without committing that guna or bringing that sin into action, he passed on. Nonetheless, in the middle of the night, he was given ghusl, he was shrouded, his janazah was performed, he was buried. The next morning, this news reached Hazrat Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He went to present his condolences to the house and he spoke to the father, asking the father, why did you not let me know about your son passing away during the night? I would have also been there for his janazah. He radiyallahu ta'ala anhu replied and said, no, I did not find this appropriate to disturb you and your sleep. I did not find this suitable, therefore everything got done. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala then told the father that if you don't mind, can we go together to the graveyard? And then he radiyallahu ta'ala anhu goes to the graveyard along with the father. And then he goes there to the qabr and he says salam. He makes salam to the deceased of the grave and he says, وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانِ. Who is saying this? That Khalifa of Islam from whom Shaitan would even run. Allahu Akbar. That Khalifa of Islam who was given the glad tidings of Jannah in this very world. Friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a beloved companion of the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He says to the deceased, and for the one who fears and stands before his Lord, there are two gardens for him. He recites this verse of the Holy Quran. Who is reciting it? Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He is telling the deceased of the governor that those who fear Allah, those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and stand before his Lord with fear and khawf in the heart, for that person, there is two gardens in Jannah. And then a sound was heard from inside the qabr of that young man. By calling out from inside the grave, he says, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, O the leader of the believers, indeed my Rabb has granted me those two paradise and those two gardens that you're talking about. Subhanallah, subhanallah. My Rabb has granted me those two gardens from his mercy. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive our sins. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم.